It's time for the Tactical Traveler. John Renken knows travel. He's personally taken 48 vacations in 4 years, covering 30 countries. He's saved friends and family hundreds of thousands of dollars on their travel. John's a six-time MMA world champion, an entrepreneur and father of four, and he spent the last 20 years training our special forces in hand-to-hand combat. And now he's attacking the world of travel and teaching you how to do exactly what he does. Travel far and wide, save money, and even make money doing it. You might even win a free vacation just for listening. John Renken is the Tactical Traveler.
What's up? What's up? How's everybody doing tonight? I'm really excited because tonight we're going to talk about something that really kind of is helpful for everyone. It's going to be amazing. We're going to talk about five ways to write off your travel. And this is so powerful, guys. So many times I hear people talk about that they can't afford to take a vacation, that things aren't in a position where they could take time off or that they could really be able to enjoy taking time off. Hold on just one second. I'm going to share this so I can see you when you pop in. And this one hack can help you with that, which is how do you actually write off your vacations? I've mentioned this. It's probably been 2 or 3 months ago now. But I mentioned this, that the average American is paying somewhere between an extra $4,000 to $8,000 in taxes that they don't have to pay. One of the ways that we could drive down the price of what you're paying in taxes so that you get to use it is through these strategies that I'm going to share tonight, and really which are going to enable you to begin to write off your travel. Now, of course, I'm not a tax agent, consultant. I don't work for the IRS. I'm not a CPA, none of that stuff. So you need to take any information I give you tonight and you need to run that through a professional because I'm not liable if you listen to me. I'm just telling you, like, don't put me down on your taxes. I just know that this is ways that you can do this. I've used many of them and I have friends in every one of these categories, every one of them. So the first one is that even if you guys have a 9-to-5 job, and that could be doctor, lawyer, nurse, whatever the case may be, a construction worker, I don't care what it is, you are missing out on huge tax advantages by simply helping yourself with a 1099 side gig. One of the best ways that you can write off your travel and your vacation is through a 1099. In the United States of America, if 50% or more of the time that you've spent on any particular travel was business related, the trip becomes a write-off, even if you combine that with vacation. So think about this. If you were to go to, I don't know, where's somewhere cool? Let me think. Somewhere cool business related. Let's say conference in Vegas. All right. A conference in Vegas that's 5 days, 3 days long. That means you get 3 days that you could really take and vacation there as well, because 50% of the time has to be spent on business. So that 1099 is super important. And I'm here to tell you, man, I've heard all kinds of craziness about online entrepreneurialism and how it's all, not real and whatnot. I'm telling you guys, when you understand the power of a 1099, even if you work a great 9-to-5 job, to add a 1099 to your tax status is of such great value that you should do it even if you lose money for 2 years in a row. I'm telling you. Now, inside that 1099, there's things that are what we call digital nomads, virtual assistants, people that spell check and do the grammar check, where also online education, teachers, right? Anybody who can do their job mobily or mobile, that would be a 1099 or a digital nomad. If you're really good at English, you can do this. I saw somewhere where they're paying people, I think it was $20 an hour to proofread. I mean, just think about this. Spend a couple hours a week proofreading somebody else's garbage like mine, you know, because I'm horrible at that grammar and spelling and stuff like that. You get paid $20 an hour. You're a digital nomad. You get a 1099. All of a sudden, it opens up for you this huge ability to deduct things out of your taxes. Okay. Second one, I have a very good friend who does this. Cameron Allen, he's out kayaking this weekend for July 4th, but he's really brought this to the forefront. I knew that this existed before because I actually took place in one. I didn't realize until speaking with him how big it is. Medical missions. You guys could go and help around the world and pay back and pay forward and use it as a tax write-off, going to some of the greatest places in the world. Along with that medical missions, then obviously would come church mission work, right? You know, I've been to a lot of places with churches and helped in various countries where those people really needed help, and they were great experiences, great trips. Some of them were crazy trips, but all of those became tax write-offs for me. Of course, you're not doing it in those two contexts as a write-off. That's not necessarily the goal, but the IRS gives you the ability to write those things off and to leverage them to ease your tax burden. So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you, right? We have another lady in our group, Dad. She teaches abroad. Here's another great category of how you could write off your travel or even begin to travel in a way where you're getting paid, so to speak, to travel. She's a teacher in, I think it was Turkmenistan. She'll hop on here at some point, correct me. But I believe she's in Turkmenistan. And, you know, there's such a need for English as a second language across the world that you could legitimately pick a country that you would like to go to, go and teach English for 6 months, for a year, and live abroad and use that as a tax write-off. Guys, that's legitimate. So far we have whatever it takes, man. You guys should be a 1099. I promise you, best decision of my life. I've been a 1099 for really ever since I got out of the Army. So since 1996, I've only had one W-2 since 1996, okay? So 1099, or what we would call a digital nomad, medical missions or church missions. Now, obviously, those are two separate categories, right? So if you're going to be doing medical missions, you're going to be helping out. But Cameron said you don't have to have a lot of medical know-how, you know, maybe weak mind and strong back like me. I don't know, whatever. Church mission work, obviously, you're going to be doing stuff for a religious affiliation, and then teaching abroad. The last one is so obvious. You know, I have a lot of friends who are travel agents, not because they want to book people's travel, but because of the perks that come with the travel industry and being an ITA or an independent travel agent. And I'm going to be much broader than that. But working in the travel industry as I do, your job is to provide value, and you know, you have to figure out ways to incentivize it. But to really help people travel, you've got to be a traveler. So that becomes a category of tax write-offs. And many of my travel agent friends, who I've got lots of them on here, get these FAM trips, which are familiarization trips. So not only do they get to travel to a world-class resort to see all the high-end stuff that they offer and everything that they can, you know, offer to their clients, that trip is already significantly discounted. And then on top of a significant discount, it's a write-off as well. Guys, there are so many benefits, and I'm gonna park here for just a minute. And I just want to talk frank with you based on everything that's happening across the world. You know, the day, and I'm going to use this from my own personal experience, okay? My dad and my grandfather worked factory jobs their entire lives. My grandfather, obviously much older, he's gone now, but my grandfather, both my grandfathers actually, worked for the same company nearly their entire lives, got, you know, decent retirement packages or pensions, and, you know, were relatively unaffected by the coming and the goings of the U.S. economy, right? Now, my dad worked at several factories, did not have nearly the security, finally, you know, got a retirement package, not as good as probably my grandfather's. He'll probably hop on here, he can say. You know, and in today's economy, unless you work a government job, how many of you are actually going to get a pension or a retirement package from the company that you're working for? I read an article just recently that the average person isn't even staying at their job long enough to accrue a matching 401k, okay? Those days, by and large, unless you're in government work, are gone, right? As we've seen with the coronavirus, things have gotten to such a place where people who had worked at jobs for a very long time, their jobs were gone overnight. You know, the U.S. economy is so fluid, and we are in such a great nation that even when something as tragic as this pandemic has hit, our poor are still doing better than most countries, you know, middle class, okay? We're just so fortunate, guys. We're so blessed. I mean, when you look even at like the unemployment packages that they're offering people that have been displaced from employment because of the pandemic, that's more than a lot of those countries see in a year when they're working, okay? Now, that was a big, long kind of, you know, lead into this. I believe in the side gig economy. I believe that we're in an age where entrepreneurialism and the ability to develop side hustles in your interests and in your passions is really going to be a determining factor for many families over the next 3 to 5 years on whether they make it or not. And after 2009 and the housing collapse in 2008, there was a study done that said that if the average family had just that foreclosed on their homes had just made an extra $300 to $500 a month, they would have been able to not foreclose on their home. Guys, these 1099s are so important. Yes, it's hard work because you're working for yourself. Yes, it's hard work in that you are your own boss, but it's so rewarding, so rewarding. And there's an opportunity inside of that scope for you to find something that you're passionate about. I'm passionate about travel. I believe that travel holds a part of the answer for a lot of the things that are ailing our country right now. Like one of my good friends brought up, it shouldn't have to be the vehicle because we should just be good and decent people. Unfortunately, that's not the case, and it's historically never been the case. There's always been bad people, right? But I'm passionate about travel. I'm passionate about the change that travel can be bringing about in your life, and I'm here to tell you that there's ways for you to be able to travel both domestically and internationally and write those things off, even at your vacations. Now, there's some rules. You've got to go and you've got to educate yourself on those kind of things. But I'm here to tell you, man, this 1099 platform is such a powerful platform. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And the freedom that it gives you once you have it and you understand it, you'll never want to go back. So here's my call to action for you tonight. If you would like to learn more about how you can write off your travel, I want you to drop a travel emoji into the comments. I'll reach out to you. I'll explain it to you in a little more in depth, give you some information that you can run back to whoever does your taxes or your CPA, and really help you to travel and maximize your money. Not only is my goal to help you to travel more often for less money, but I want to maximize that money so that you can actually do it a lot more. All right, I will see you. Oh, actually, before I forget. So starting next week, all the way into my Western Parks vacation that's coming up, I'm going to be doing a new series on travel. It's not going to be necessarily how to save you money on travel, but it's going to be more about travel itself. So the top, you know, five beaches in the world, the top five national parks in the United States. What's it like to be in Niagara Falls, right? I'm going to start talking about travel more as a whole instead of the Travel Hacker series where I teach you how to save money. Now, that's still my bread and butter. I'm still going to come back to this. I'm going to still periodically be teaching you how to save money on your travels, how to maximize your credit card points, all those kind of things. But over the next couple of weeks, I want to just kind of inundate you with dreaming about travel again, because we've been locked down for so long. Many of you, like myself, are going stir crazy. And it's not going to last too much longer. We're going to be able to travel again. And we can travel now in the United States. Of course, we have to be aware of what's going on. So I just wanted to let you know that. And I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
Interested in what John had to say today? Ready to travel? Ready to make money? Visit johnrenken.com today to find out more. That's John, R-E-N-K-E-N.com. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You'll learn how to maximize your travel, minimize your cost, and open an entirely new world of business opportunities. Until next time.